Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Go Falcons.
Back to Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick and the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hour number two here on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Getting you ready for the Falcons and the Panthers. We're coming to you live on the bridge above Centennial Yards, the Steel Bridge. If you're headed to the game from this side of the stadium, stop by and say hello. Just got to meet Eli, young listener from Jefferson, Georgia.
Decked out in their Jefferson High School gear.
Yeah, decked out in their Jefferson football gear. Yeah, Eli's dad said the whole team's coming down for the fan experience.
Oh, nice.
So if you're a part of the Jefferson football family, drive safe. Enjoy your afternoon here at the Mercedes-Benz later on today. And like I said to him, hopefully the Falcons give you something to be happy about.
Hope so.
We can't control that part of it.
No.
We can't control that part of it, but hopefully they do. Like we said, Andy Bunker, Smokin' Joe Patrick here with you for another hour, leading you into the Falcons Radio Network. They'll take over at 11, and then the Falcons and the Panthers kick off just after 1 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Lots to get to here in the second hour. Falcons keys to a victory in about 20 minutes from right now. It's the same stuff. It always is. We'll dress it up for this one. But, I mean, it is. There are a few very specific things that they need to accomplish every Sunday, but specifically today, in order to beat the Panthers. We'll tell you what they are in about 20 minutes. We'll get our final thoughts and score predictions and all that stuff at 10:40, and Joe's got you an injury report right now.
That's right, and the injury report is brought to you by Baron Burton's Fireshire. Bigger, better, bolder, and now spicier. Visit the WSauce.com, and we might have a little bit of an extended injury report today, Andy, because there are quite a few names and some important names on the injury report this week. So let's start with the players who are going to be out for the Falcons this week. First of all, Sam Roberts was put on IR. He's been a pretty important interior defensive lineman for this team. Lakeo London will play today. They also signed back Kentavious Street in Sam Roberts' absence with the spot on the roster that opens up. Matthew Bergeron will once again miss. He's week to week. Leonard Floyd is going to miss again with a hamstring.
How many? That's three or four in a row for him.
I think that's three. I think this will be his third game that he's missed. But he missed, I think, most of the one, whichever one he went out in. Malik Verdin is a player the team has just activated off of IR, just kind of a project player, undrafted free agent. Josh Woods, who's kind of started getting some reps at linebacker with kind of the struggles that J.D. Bertrand has had, and a core special teamer, he's going to be out, as well as maybe the biggest one, D. Alford, who's been basically a starter.
Yeah, plays
starter snaps for this defense, out with a concussion today. And the team is they've elevated from the practice squad Kobe Bryant, who has a bit of a cult following, one of the highly touted UDFAs that this team signed, a rookie from Kansas, corner from Kansas this year.
His name wasn't Kobe Bryant, do you think that he would have a cult following?
I don't know.
I know people are excited because he's got some talent for sure, but like if his name was...
Well, I think he has a great social media presence that's what drums up a lot of hype for him. So, and we don't know if he's going to play, but I would imagine, again, given the injury situation this team is facing in the defensive backfield, He probably will be active for this game, but we'll find out officially at 11:30 on that one. Let's get into some of the questionables as well, because there's also some very key names on the questionables. First of all, Drake London with an illness in back. He is expected to play. That was reported late last night by all the national reporters basically at one time, which means that got leaked out to them by the team. I'm sure that Drake London's going to be able to play, but he has been dealing with an illness since the Berlin game.
Why don't they leak stuff to you?
Credibility. You know, I'm just not...
You don't have any?
I don't got none. Lacking in the credibility department. So we know he's going to play. Let's get into some of the other key questionables. Zach Harrison has missed plenty of time in practice this week. He continues to deal with a knee. Ugh. He was able to play last week.
And helped.
Yeah, massive part of this defensive line. So is Brandon Dorlus, who's also questionable with an oblique. So for both those guys to be questionable, and I'm kind of frankly doubtful about Zach, just given how much he practiced this week. If Dorlus is also not able to play,
and with Sam Roberts out,
that's a whole new defensive line.
That's
basically
a bat, and against a team that can run the football.
Yep.
And the Falcons have not stopped the run, even with those talented players in there. That's not great.
Yep. Felipe Franks, special teamer. Chris Lindstrom, who's obviously questionable and was a major concern about whether he was going to be able to play last week, did gut it out. And, you know, Raheem even said, like, the things that Chris Lindstrom went through to be able to play in that game, people wouldn't believe. So you know that someone like him is doing everything he can to play, but is still dealing with the foot. We'll see if he's able to play. I don't think he's practiced as much this week as he did last week, where he was able to get in some limited stuff. Mike Hughes, another cornerback for this team who missed last week with a neck injury. He had a serious neck injury in college,
yeah.
And so whenever he's on the injury report with a neck, it is a serious deal, but he is questionable, and I know Raheem did speak optimistically about him this week. So he's also questionable, and then Jamal Agnew, team's kick returner, is also questionable.
Wow.
So that's quite a bit of important players.
Yeah, no doubt. When you think about the run defense anyway and how much of a struggle that's been for the Falcons, and then add all those names to it, knowing that Rico Dowdle has led the NFL in rushing since week 5.
Crazy. Crazy.
That's tough. I mean, obviously, you know, when we get to our keys in about 15 minutes, one of them is going to revolve around that.
Uh-huh.
You got to be able to run the football, and you got to be able to stop the run. And that's true for every team every Sunday, but you know what the Panthers want to do? I mean, they want to give the ball to Rico Dowdle. They want to lean on that. They want to try to make it as easy as they can for Bryce Young, who has struggled, except for when he plays the Falcons. I mean, we talked about it earlier in the year. You had a tweet that was very very popular amongst Falcons fans, or maybe unpopular, earlier this year that read Bryce Young's 3-1 against the Falcons in his career and 10-30 against everyone else. So hopefully you can make it 10-31, but you know that they want to run the football and try to make his life as easy as possible. You know the Falcons want to try to get Bijan and Tyler Algier involved as much as they can. I think last week they probably could have gotten them involved more,
mm-hmm.
Especially in that third quarter when they were playing such good defense and getting off the field. Give them a little bit of a rest, if nothing else. But, it boils down to that every single Sunday. You hate to hear all those players are going to be out for the Falcons.
I mean, Bryce Young has not even been particularly good this season at all.
In
fact, if anything, he's been bad, and the Carolina Panthers are maybe going to have to kind of take another look at who's out there at quarterback, who can be their long-term guy at that position, because I don't know if it is Bryce Young based on the play that he's shown this year. But I give Dave Canales, their head coach and offensive play caller, a lot of credit for – figuring out a way to make it work, you know, like they're 5-5. That's what the Falcons would love to be, 5-5 at this point, given where they are. And I think that the Falcons are a more talented team. So I feel like Dave Canales has done more with less there in Carolina. And, it's maybe doesn't look like the most sustainable thing at this point in time, given the quarterback's, lack of performance. But, they're able to get a ground game going. Rico Dowdle's turned into one of the superstars in the league.
Yeah, but they had a great performance a couple of weeks ago against the Packers.
Yeah.
And nobody saw that one coming the way the Packers had been playing. And they beat them, I think it was 27-24, something like that. And they had an opportunity last week playing against the one-win Saints, to get to 6-4.
Yeah.
Panthers could have got to 6-4. Which I didn't have them winning 6 games all year.
No.
Now they didn't. They laid an egg and only scored 7 points against the Saints last weekend. And the Saints are not good either. I went back and watched quite a bit of that game on Friday morning, just kind of getting ready for the matchup and thinking about what the Panthers are at this point.
Grinding tape?
Like, grinding some tape. Yeah, we're, grinding. I mean, you know.
Respect.
You don't just know ball.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't just fall out of bed knowing ball. You got to grind tape to be a ball knower. No, I watched the condensed YouTube video because I was like, "How do they only score? How do they only score 7 points against the bum ass?
I gotta see this.
I gotta see how this. Because they turn the ball over because they were turning the ball over, and the Saints did a good job against Rico Dowdle. They actually bottled him up a little bit. The other thing the Saints did offensively, something that hopefully the Falcons can do, you got to block it, but they got their screen game going. They were just those little dump off passes to Alvin Kamara, and they were chunk play after chunk play against Carolina last week. Would love to see that with Bijan Robinson. Now, they ran a little bit of that over the last couple of weeks. The receivers and Kyle Pitts and these guys on the outside are not blocking great. So hopefully if they're going to sprinkle some of that stuff in today, those guys on the perimeter have to block.
Yeah, and I actually think that's been another problem area for this offense.
It has.
The screen game. Like, they just have not been able to get – again, like – this offense doesn't really seem to get a lot of easy yards. It feels like every yard is hard fought, like well earned.
Every big play is just like a perfect ball where Drake dunks on a guy.
Yeah, like, exactly right.
There's no, and the other thing that never happens, this is why it's so frustrating that Kyle Pitts dropped that pass on that first drive in Germany last Sunday, was they almost never seem to complete passes to receivers or tight ends running like into the catch.
I know.
Like, and it's almost always a comeback or to the sideline. Like, for Kyle Pitts to have that one, and there was nothing but green in front of him, he would have probably gone. He may have scored. If he doesn't score, he's gaining 50 yards.
Yeah, he's
on
getting
that
close.
Play.
He's getting inside the
10.
Yeah,
he's going to get
probably
really close.
The five.
And again, he was running a pass over the middle to a receiver running into the catch.
Yeah.
Like, they don't do that, and it's frustrating that the one time they did last week, it was a drop.
And hand up, this is something that I had totally wrong about this offense coming into the year, where I thought we were going to see a lot more of that, and I kind of chalked up the fact that this was not happening so much last year to Kirk Cousins and kind of his arm strength, his strengths in general as a quarterback. At that point in time, it was more, you know, timing base, hitting guys and little stop routes and things like that. We saw him have a great connection with Darnell Mooney, hitting like these consistent like 20-yard comeback routes. But I thought that with Michael Penix's arm strength, they would be able to hit a lot more guys kind of running in stride down the field. And that has just not happened. They also have not exploited the middle of the field at all with Michael Penix. And I don't blame that purely on Zach Robinson. I think that there have been options for Penix there in the area of the field. And it was great to see him throw the ball to Kyle Pitts in that situation where Pitts drops that ball. I would like to see a lot more of that, because that is where you can get a lot of those extra yards. But Penix really, you know, he likes the sideline shots. He's got the arm to be able to do it, especially downfield. But ultimately, if you don't open up that middle of the field, your offense is just really, really limited in the modern game.
Yeah, and that's a good way to put it. It's a tough reality right now with a quarterback who seems to have a number of things taken off the menu because he's uncomfortable with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking about small stuff. Like, he wants to be in the pistol because he's comfortable in the pistol. He doesn't like to turn his back to the defense because he's uncomfortable turning his back to the defense. He doesn't like to throw the ball over the middle of the field, and he doesn't like to run. So it's like,
right.
That's a lot of stuff.
Limiting,
So it's like, all right, so we're only going to throw it over here, and if that's not there, then what?
Mm-hmm.
And defenses obviously have figured that out. If I know it, they know it.
Mm-hmm.
Not wanting to throw the ball over the middle, it was a knock coming out of college. And it's true. I mean, he threw a lot of balls to the sideline, and they just did not use the middle of the field very much.
And he had great wide receivers who were able to exploit those areas.
He had NFL wide receivers when they were in college, and they were able to get away with it. Well, it's, you know, you're not going to be able to do that consistently.
You don't have those kinds of mismatches.
But I also don't think that's something that you can just week to week be like, all right, we're going to do that now.
Right.
Like, that feels like an off season of work and study and practice and all that stuff in order for him to get comfortable with it. Same thing with the mechanical issues. Like, if he's bailing out and kind of getting sloppy with his footwork when the pocket collapses, that's a habit. Like, that's a bad habit that's been picked up over time. Feels to me like that's something that is going to take repetitions to habit your way out of. I don't know. It's a lot of stuff stacked against
Michael
Penix.
That's
right
why
now.
I started to get the crazy feeling.
I know. It's not. I know it's not great.
Like, a lot to work on.
He has a lot to work on. But then also at the same time, it's like you can understand why he is so inconsistent right now.
Yeah.
When there's so much stuff that he's just not doing.
Yeah.
Like, in order to have success, he can only have success in these very specific ways. It's hard to do that in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah. But the other thing is, like, he's got such a talented arm that you feel like if he can figure it out, he could really, really explode.
Totally.
As being like one of the best.
Yeah. But again, it feels like that kind of stuff that's off season.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to take
longer term development.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll see a little bit more of it. I do think he could help himself out a lot if he was willing to break the pocket. If he was willing to run and just get those
dirty yards. In that Patriots game, he showed a little bit of burst. And I think that that's something that Canales has done well with Bryce Young, in just being able to make him serviceable as a quarterback, get him out of the pocket, get him some of these easier throws, a little play action leak out to a tight end on the edge or something. That's the kind of thing we don't really see a lot of, those easy kinds of plays for Michael Penix in this offense right now.
Yep, no doubt. All right, we'll grab a break. On the other side, we'll get you our keys to a Falcons victory today. Thanks for being with us on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Go Falcons!
Back to Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick and the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer. On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Stay tuned later today for the Ticketmaster Halftime Show, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Wade Ford Tailgate Show here with you. Smoking Joe Patrick, Andy Bunker, in the shadow of Mercedes-Benz. I will say, some of the games that we've done the Wade Ford Tailgate Show for have seen a lot of the opposing fans. Haven't seen many Panthers fans today.
No.
So that's nice.
Not many. There's one tent down there, and that's about it. They got tailgating down here at Centennial Yards.
For the most part, it's just been Falcons fans, that's good news.
I got to admit, like, this show has flown by, but not in the way I like it to fly by, because there's so many things to talk about this Falcons team that need to be improved, and so there's no shortage of us to talk about when it comes to the keys of the game.
Yeah, but I mean, that's also, now you're 10 games in, right? This will be the 10th game they've played this year. There's just so much more to say.
True.
Because there's so much more data to crunch.
That's right. Data points.
There's so many more data
points. Every play is a data point.
Every play is a data point. It's true. And unfortunately, there's been some negative data points. The show's flown by because it's fun. It's always fun to talk football with you, Joe.
I do like breaking down these things, even if it isn't the most pleasant.
I do too. Sometimes you sort of zoom out or whatever, have like an out of body. And I'll, be watching us do the show. And I'm, I'm over there looking at us do this. And I'm, I cannot believe those two schmucks are talking about a 3-6 football team. They were not supposed to be 3-6.
I
don't know what they were supposed to be. But they were not. It wasn't supposed to be like this. They were supposed to beat the Panthers the first time they played them. And they were supposed to beat the Dolphins. And they were supposed to be 5-4 right now at the least.
Yeah.
And maybe you sneak one of those other ones because they've been in all of the other games, which we started off the show talking about, what makes it so frustrating. All that to say, they need desperately to play a complete football game today and win this game. Because, like we've said, as things kind of start to slide, 5 in a row is something that only bad football teams do. You lose 5 games in a row, you're just bad. And I don't know what it's going to look like in the building today, but hopefully there's a lot of fans in there. I don't know. But this is the kind of game that if it doesn't go the way that you need it to go, bigger picture decisions get made. And I really hope that's not what happens.
Yeah, and I feel like you're totally right. And they need a win, and they need a good performance for themselves. To prove it to themselves again.
Yeah.
I think in this league, a 4-game losing streak can feel like an entire season.
It's a month.
Yeah.
It's a whole month of losing.
Yeah, yeah. And you have nothing kind of good to talk about. Every time you go into the facility, it's you're trying to build yourself back up. You're in this constant state of kind of therapy almost. And, at some point you just there's no therapy actually going out there and accomplishing something. And that's what this Falcons team really needs right now.
Well, you see it even the Dolphins season is pretty much toast. But they won last week.
Yeah.
And you see the locker room after the game. They were having a great time.
Yeah.
Randy always talks about, even on teams that aren't great teams, there's nothing more fun than a winning NFL locker room.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're on the road, the plane ride back, all of that, even if it's in a season that isn't really going anywhere, it's still really, really fun to go out there and win. And unfortunately, the Falcons haven't had the opportunity to taste victory since that Monday night game against Buffalo, which, again, is shocking because they played so well in that game. That was such a high water mark. It really did. And I said it afterwards, and I believed it. I still believe it. It felt like the start of something. It felt like, wow, this young defense and Bijan and this offense, and maybe, Penix is going to be inconsistent, but he can do enough on a given game day to win you games. And then, unfortunately, to follow it up the way that they have. Yeah, they got to go out there and prove it to themselves today, like you said. Look, I'll start with a key. It's one that I say every week because it's true, but they have to run the football. 30 carries is the magic number. They got to 29 last week and went to overtime. They would have had that one extra carry. They would have had one extra point. I don't know. But if you get to 30, that's a function of the offense actually working. And if the offense is working, you're probably winning this football game.
Yeah.
So get to 30 carries, 20-10 split. Maybe you can even have more than that if you want. It would be okay if you ran the ball more than that. But that's what it is. You have to run the football to win the game.
But they were in a game state last week. Even though they didn't ultimately win the game, they were in that kind of game state where they were able to get more carries.
Yeah.
They were able to get more carries.
Well, they should have had more carries.
Right. 100%.
They should have ran the ball more with the way the game was going in the second half.
And it felt like one of the few times that offense was really kind of flowing was when Tyler Allgeier got in the game and they were just handing him the ball, and he was
Last drive was beautiful,
consistently picking up yards. Yeah, it was that last drive where they scored a touchdown near the end of the game, and it feels like that should be repeatable. We'll see if they can do that today. You're totally right, and I think that it kind of plays into mine, which is, you know, if they are able to run the football like that, then they're going to be in better down and distances, especially on third down, to be able to convert. The team has 3 conversions on third down in the last 3 games. That's the worst mark by any team in the NFL since 2011 over a 3-game stretch. Also, they have the worst mark over a 2-game stretch since 2011.
They have 1 in the last 2 games. They've picked up 1 third down in the last 2 games.
That's disgusting.
It's disgusting. Like, it's insane.
It's terrible to watch, too.
It's insane to say that.
I mean, it's obviously bad to watch because
they've picked up 1 third down in the last 2 games.
It literally, like makes
there's a chance
stomach acid come up in the back of my throat.
Yeah, no, I feel like there's a garbage can right there. I want to throw up in that garbage can. There's a chance, like a realistic chance, that either them or the Panthers pick up more third downs than that on their first drive today.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just any sustained drive, any 8, 10, 12-play drive, often comes with a third down conversion or two. They have 1 in the last 2 games. And the craziest thing is, if you just look at the final score of regulation, they only lost those 2 games by 1 point. They lost the Patriots by 1, and they were tied with the Colts going into overtime, obviously.
Two of the best teams in the
NFL,
by their records.
The Falcons picked up 1 third down. And that's why when you say they're close to winning these games, it's so frustrating that they're not. They're clearly good enough to win. That's what you mean.
And that's what
because they are.
It feels ridiculous to say about a 3-6 team, but it's true.
Yeah.
Like you know, in week 1, they were a easy kick away from sending that game to overtime. I mean, like, against, again, another really good Tampa Bay Buccaneers team. That's what's just so frustrating about this Falcons team. You're totally right. I mean, you know, they've just got to be better, obviously. But again, it comes down to a lot of the down distances they find themselves in when they're on those third downs. They cannot be leaving themselves these long distances to go. In fact, I believe it was, like, since that Buffalo Bills game, the Falcons have, I think, the longest average third down distance to go NFL.
I would believe that. Here's the other thing, though. While that's very true, they haven't done well enough on first and second to make third more manageable, Penix has also been, like, increasingly worse on third down than he is on the other 2 downs. Like, he's the worst quarterback in the NFL as far as his off-target rate. Like, he's least accurate quarterback in the NFL as far as that metric goes. He's twice as bad on third down.
Wow.
His off-target rate is something like 15% or something like that. It's 25% on third down.
Yeah,
so he's already
tough.
The worst in the league at that.
Yeah.
And then it's double bad on third down. He just has to find a way to have a good game today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he more than anybody else, like Raheem Morris too. Like, Raheem needs to, you know, he needs to manage the clock correctly. He needs to use his timeouts correctly. Like, there needs to be a couple moments where it's like, oh, good management, good smart tactics.
Right.
Like,
right.
You need to feel that way about him once or twice today, which, you know, is a very low bar, but he needs that for the faith of the fan. Penix needs to have a good game today.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it feels like a lot of those inaccuracies that you're talking about come when
The Jefferson football team.
Yeah, yeah. I was kind of distracted because we saw the Jefferson football team. We mentioned them earlier. They just paraded through.
Shout out Jefferson football.
It feels like his mechanics start to let him down
in those situations where his feet
kind of get all over the place or they don't move properly and he's just kind of throwing off his back foot. And because he has such a strong arm, he's got those huge hands and ability to just get that ball out. It allows him, I think, to kind of not be on point with some of these footwork mechanics.
Yeah, I mean, I think it allows him to think that he can be.
That's what I mean.
But clearly, he's not getting away with it.
Right.
Like,
right.
Clearly, the accuracy is an issue.
Right.
And that's something that goes back to the summer. Like, if Penix was going to be the quarterback that this team needs him to be, which he has not been over the course of 9 games or 8 games, because he only played him. His completion percentage needed to be up around 65.
Yeah.
Last year in those three games, it was right where it is right now at 58%, which is, again, 32nd in the league. Like, you can't be sub 60% completion percentage and be a successful quarterback week in, week out. Obviously, last week he was 12 for 28, which skews it big time in the wrong direction. But Raheem said it to me and Randy the first day of training camp. He's got to make his layups.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to make those easy throws, and he's not doing it.
Yeah, he's not.
And until he does, it's the offense suffers in a rhythmic way. Like, you can't get
into
rhythm
if
you're not making those layups.
Totally.
And he hasn't been doing it.
And that's where, you know, a lot of these receivers just are also not kind of getting in a rhythm, catching the ball and stuff. And that's why it feels like Darnell Mooney is kind of, you know, just kind of ghosts out of games. And some of it's his fault, some of it's not. You got to just have some of that rhythm, and then that keeps things ticking over. One of the other things you were talking about with getting the ground game going, this Falcons team is, I believe, 29th in the NFL in yards before first contact. And to me, this is an offensive line stat. This is an offensive line that is allowing their running backs to get hit earlier in the play than all but three teams in the NFL. And it's just going to be really hard to have sustained running success if that's the case. Now, fortunately for the Falcons, they've got guys like Tyler Allgeier and Bijan Robinson who can both be really successful after first contact in different ways.
Tyler Allgeier is seeking first contact.
No doubt.
And Bijan will just make you miss.
Nobody turns a 2-yard loss into a 5-yard gain like Bijan Robinson.
Nope.
I mean, the way that the guy is able to make people miss in really tight windows is special. But ultimately, successful ground attacks are built off of allowing backs to get to that second level on a more consistent basis than what's happened so far here in Atlanta. If they can do that, I think that's they can explode for 200 yards rushing.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think, I mean, that's something that we need to see today. Like, we felt so good about what they were able to do to Buffalo that night. Now, what we've learned about Buffalo is they can't stop the run.
Right.
Like, everybody does that to the Bills. So
that
was part of it. Unfortunately, I mean, that game happened, and they're declaring him the best player in the world, and he's 200 all-purpose. He hasn't gone over 100 all-purpose yards since then.
Raheem Morris was declaring him the best player in the NFL, too, and I thought it was really interesting.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah. And I thought it was really interesting where Bijan Robinson had to be the one that was saying, like, guys, we're not – no, we're stop this conversation. Like this is not like what we're talking about. This is not like that's not how I feel about
myself. Like, I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill on that, but like, that to me feels a little symptomatic of all of it.
Yeah.
It's like they get real high on like little stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and it felt like the Panthers game, the first Panthers game, they went into that thing thinking they could just skate through because they had just done what they did to the Vikings. Which, by the way, the Vikings aren't some special team.
Mm-hmm.
And the Falcons didn't play that great that day. They played okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there was so much, like, overconfidence coming out of that performance. It was like, all right, you just beat a mediocre Vikings team with a rookie quarterback, like, 22-6 or something. Like, what are we – we're having a parade? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
We're calling people the best player in the world and all that kind of stuff. Like, let's try to keep an even keel here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let's be humble. Let's be humble.
Or just reasonable, you know? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It seems – I don't know. Maybe I'm making more of
that. No, it does seem like symptomatic of just like a general thing that happens with the Falcons where they're just – it's like even if – got to be honest, Andy. If they win today – I hope they do, by the way – but that leads me no confidence towards them winning the next week, just because they have not proven that they are capable of winning, you know, going three games in a row.
No, I mean, there's no reason to do any forecasting because this team can beat anyone on Sunday. We have no
they
idea.
They can beat anyone. And
they're
they can
the most schizophrenic team in the NFL. Like,
they
lost to this team that they're about to play by 30. They beat the Buffalo Bills by 10. They went to overtime with the Colts and lost to the Dolphins by 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, who knows what they're going to do? I don't.
Last time they played in this building, though, last time Michael Penix played in this building, they won.
Last time they played in this building, they lost to the Dolphins.
There's a key clarification, which is that Michael Penix needs to be the starting quarterback.
Right. Okay. The last time they played in this building and Michael Penix was the starting quarterback, they were coming off of a 15 days rest.
That's a good point.
Yeah. They had a bye week and an extra day to get ready for
lawyer.
That game. I think I would have been a good lawyer. I do. I think that I would have been. Speaking of that, The Wait For It Tailgate Show is brought to you by Montlick Injury Attorneys. Injured? Pick the right attorney. Choose Montlick. Call Pound Win. We'll grab another break, come back, and just kind of spill our last thoughts about what this football game might look like. We'll give you a score prediction as well. You're listening to the Wade Ford Tailgate Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Go Falcons.
Back to Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick and the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Wait For It Tailgate Show brought to you by Bear and Burton's Everyday Hot Sauce, your secret weapon off the bench. It's flavor that keeps your taste buds coming back for more, the ultimate playmaker for your game day cravings. Pick up a bottle today at the WSauce.com. Final couple minutes for us here on the Wade For It Tailgate Show. Andy Bunker, Smokin' Joe Patrick, hand things off to the Falcons Radio Network here in about 15 minutes. For their pregame coverage, they'll take you up until 1 o'clock and kick off with Wes and Dave right over there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Right over there.
As we broadcast live from the bridge over Centennial Yards, the Steel Bridge. A lot of Falcons fans walking by saying what's up. Shout out to all the 92.9 The Game listeners that have come by. And I will say, again, we mentioned this earlier, I would say the ratio of Falcons fans to Panthers fans probably like 15 to 1. Which
yeah.
is good,
yeah.
Because the Monday night game where we did the Bills, it was probably about a 1-to-1 ratio.
Yeah,
might have even been 2-to-1 in favor of Buffalo.
Yeah,
there was a lot of Dolphins fans here the last time we were here for a home game as well.
That's right, there were.
And so not many Panthers fans today, and I don't blame them.
Yeah.
Although any excuse to get out of Charlotte, it's kind of probably try to come down.
It's kind of funny because it's like the most easiest to, like, at least in this part of the country, like the shortest travel trip. But they don't make it for whatever reason. I know Falcons fans travel to Carolina pretty well, I believe.
God, why would you? One of the all-time worst cities.
Damn.
I hate Charlotte. It sucks. It's a terrible place. My opinion on Charlotte's well documented. If I was a Panthers fan, the first thing I would do is go to all the raid games and then stay. Anyway, final couple minutes here as we just sort of what are some lingering thoughts ahead of this one, Joe? I know the bottom line is just play well enough to win. I genuinely don't care if it's 13-8. Yeah. I really don't care. I mean, it would be great if they played well and put together a complete performance and gave people something to be optimistic about going into the week. They just need to have more points than the Panthers do at the end of the game. I don't really care what that looks like. It could be as ugly as you want, because last time they played these guys, they got beat 30-0.
You do just need to win. You need to win in whatever way. I personally would, I don't know. I would still have some feelings about them scoring 13 points, especially if Michael Penix doesn't look good and they continue to struggle on third downs. But I will say something I've been talking about, and we probably haven't really talked about it as much as a lot of people have been talking about it with the Falcons.
Let's
this
talk
week,
about it.
Which is the defense. Obviously had a really kind of rough statistical day against the Colts. But I still, you know, I still think it's a very strong unit, and that they're being hard done by their offense for a majority of it. Not to say that they didn't make some errors themselves.
No, I also think that there are a couple things that happened in that game that sway the numbers in kind of an unfair.
Yeah,
not unfair. It happened.
Yeah.
But obviously that big run,
the 83 yard.
Yeah, the 83 yard run changes.
Kind of fluky.
Changes. It was a little fluky because the play, a lot of people like quit, including players on the Colts. Thought the play was over.
Yeah.
And obviously it wasn't, and then he scored a touchdown. So I'm not trying to take anything away from the effort, but that swayed it. And then also just I think the fact that the offense couldn't sustain drives, and obviously third down has a lot to do with that, but giving the ball back to the Colts so quickly, so many times in that second half, you wore the defense out.
Yeah,
the defense put together 40 minutes of really excellent play
between
the middle of the first quarter and the middle of the fourth quarter when you kept forcing them back out there. And then, and obviously the Colts were running the ball and they were grinding away at them and grinding them down. But I think, I mean, if you cover that kick at the end of the game and they're back inside their 25 or whatever, and the defense plays the way that they did, I mean, they had given up 22 points at that time.
Yeah.
In the end,
22 points, and one of them was that fluky touchdown.
And one of them was that long run. Obviously, you spot them the ball at midfield and then don't get off the field on 3rd and 21. At the end of the day, with how long they had it in overtime, the defense was on the field for 40 minutes.
And one of the
Colts had the ball for 40 minutes in that game.
Yeah, and one of the particularly exciting things about this Falcons defense is the play of their rookies, Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. In particular. Go Bucks, O.H.,
OHFU. Sorry, I probably can't say that. My bad.
Yeah, it's lonely at the top. It's lonely at the top.
We beat Purdue yesterday, baby.
Jalen Walker's been a godsend for this team.
Yep.
I mean, like, he is not just rushing the passer, which I think there was even some kind of question marks about just how effective he was going to be in the actual pass rush, and like the appeal of him is that he's kind of got this versatility to his game, but he's just really been a really good pass rusher, but he's also great against the run. He is a versatile linebacker, outside linebacker, and I think that there's more versatility that will be unlocked in him over time, but what they're getting out of him right now is phenomenal, and he's just a great partner for James Pierce Jr. And if the Falcons have that tandem at the edge position, I mean, that is a huge kind of asset for this organization for the next handful of years.
Well, here's one thing that's really frustrating about this year is they finally addressed the thing we desperately wanted them to address, drafted a couple pass rushers, including one from Georgia, which is like the number one thing people wanted to see them do, and they finally did it. Those guys are playing well. The Falcons are top five in the NFL in sacks. And we
That's
don't even
crazy.
Get to enjoy it.
I know, exactly.
Like, they finally are doing it. They finally have a legitimate pass rush. They had 7 sacks last week on Daniel Jones and 6 the week before and lost both of those games. Like, we prayed for times like this 13 sacks in 2 weeks?
The man was tasting his own iron and blood in his mouth in that game.
They bloodied his lip and still couldn't get it done. I know. That's what's so annoying is, you know, they finally addressed the thing we so desperately needed them to address. And it doesn't matter because so many other parts of their team are
whack-a-mole.
Coming up short.
You fix
right
one
now.
Thing, another problem arises.
If Falcons whack-a-mole, that's exactly what it is. Just keep popping up,
mm-hmm.
irritating you.
Whack them down. Whack.
Hopefully they whack the Panthers today. Or just beat them. They don't whack anybody. It's a weird connotation. It can mean any number
of things.
Could
be a lot of different things.
Yeah,
we're
not
wide
talking,
range.
Yeah, we're not mafia here. We don't need anybody murdered, okay? Just beat them. Just beat them. Score more points than they do. Yeah. All right, we'll come back and wrap things up, give you a score prediction, and then hand things off to the Falcons Radio Network here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Go Falcons.
Back to Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick and the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Final few minutes for us here on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Andy Bunker, Smokin' Joe Patrick, live from Centennial Yards, or the bridge over the top of Centennial Yards. We just got a whiff of somebody's barbecue down there. Tailgate is going. I want to go down there and see what that
you
was.
You know that's a good tailgate just by the smell of it.
Yeah, exactly. You should be able to smell the tailgate. You should, if it's good, whether it's the grill, or who knows, that guy just walked by with some electric blue jungle juice. That just, like, looking at that made me feel hungover. Like, the headache that would cause if you drank that blue juice, but somebody's going to, or some buddies, hopefully. Hopefully he's not going to drink that all by himself.
The Falcons will drive people to drink that positively or negatively.
Yeah, man. Have some celebratory drinks
yeah.
this afternoon.
How about that?
That's what I'm
That'd
hoping
be a nice
for,
change of
for
pace.
Falcons fans. Don't drink away your sorrows. Because if they lose this game, like, that's what it's – I mean, I don't know if there's enough drinks – to get you through 3-7 and five losses in a row and what all that would mean.
Yeah.
So don't do it. So go out there and win. I think that they will.
I think they will too.
I think they're going to win today. I don't know how fun a shootout is going to be, but just something about the injuries that the Falcons have on defense, the ability that Carolina has to run the football. Bryce Young just plays well against the Falcons, annoyingly.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like something like 27-21, something like that. I know the over-under is 41.5. I feel...
Wow, that's very low.
I like the over on this one.
Yeah, and Michael Penix plays better in this building, you know? Like,
yeah, he does.
It's statistically proven that he is so much better playing here in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So we hope to see that today, and hopefully he can get some of these more receivers involved. You know, I think the performance of Darnell Mooney is a big one that people have had problems with, and Raheem Morris has addressed it too, saying that it's not what they want, but... He was speaking optimistically, saying, like, I think we can get something going with him this week, and so we'll see. Yeah, but obviously it comes down to Penix if they're able to do that.
Yep.
But I agree with you. I think they're going to win today.
Score?
I know everybody's feeling down. Score? I'm going to go actually even a little higher scoring than you. I'll say, like, I'll go 31-27, Falcons.
Okay. Be a fun watch.
Yeah.
Last time these two teams played, you predicted the Falcons would win 34-10.
Well, make
whatever.
That mistake again.
We're allowed to be wrong.
Hey, they were on the road. I didn't know about their road woes at that point.
We don't
in time.
Get paid for our predictions.
That's right.
We get paid for.
You definitely don't.
No, I definitely don't. I definitely don't. I'm so bad on our picks against the spread on Fridays on the show. Anyway, that'll do it for us. Please get a win, Falcons. Please. Please.
Please.
Please get a win. Falcons Radio Network coming up next. Thanks for being with us on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here it comes. Monday Night Football.
I love it.
When it comes to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.